Governor Pat McCrory Monday morning filed suit against the U.S. Justice Department asking a court to weigh in on whether House Bill 2 is discriminatory. WFAE's Tom Bullock has more.
Last Wednesday, the U.S. Justice Department sent a letter to Governor McCrory giving him until close of business today to declare the state would not enforce the bathroom provisions of House Bill 2 or risk court action or the potential loss of federal funds. Yesterday on Fox News Sunday, the governor said this.
I'm not going to risk any money for the state of North Carolina. And now even the DOT, the national, the Department of Transportation here in Washington is doing press releases saying they're examining whether they can take away North Carolina's money for roads.
Now the governor will take his chances in court. The federal suit in the Eastern District of North Carolina seeks declaratory and injunctive relief, in essence, calling on federal judges to decide if gender identity and expression does indeed fall under the protected class of sex in federal law. That is the crux of the U.S. Justice Department's findings. The governor is scheduled to speak on the case at 1 p.m. today. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.